From Dorothy, it's April 5, 2026, 1 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. U.S. forces rescue one airman after an F-15E Strike Eagle is shot down over Iran while a search continues for the second crew member. American military teams have successfully extracted one crew member from a downed F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jet over Iranian airspace. Officials confirmed the rescue operation on Saturday evening after a high-stakes mission in southwestern Iran. The aircraft was struck by enemy fire on Friday, forcing both crew members to eject before the plane crashed. The rescued service member is now receiving medical treatment outside Iranian territory and remains safe. A second airman, identified as a weapons systems officer or pilot, is still missing in the remote region. U.S. Special Forces are conducting an exhaustive search operation as Iranian state television has placed a $60,000 bounty on the missing man. This incident marks the first time in over two decades that an American combat aircraft has been downed by enemy fire. The event escalates tensions 5 weeks into the ongoing conflict between Washington and Tehran. President Donald Trump had recently claimed the U.S. military completely decimated Iranian capabilities, a statement contradicted by this loss.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints former defense attorney Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has dismissed Attorney General Pam Bondi after a 14-month tenure. In a statement posted to Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend and great American patriot. However, multiple sources indicate the decision stems from mounting frustration regarding her handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigative files and her failure to prosecute political enemies. The Department of Justice faced significant criticism for court losses and the management of sensitive Epstein documents. This dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup in less than a month following the ouster of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Blanche has assumed the acting role immediately and seeks to distance the department from recent controversies.
The White House confirms the removal of Attorney General Pam Bondi amid backlash over Epstein file management. President Donald Trump has officially terminated the employment of Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her leadership at the Department of Justice. Todd Blanche, a former personal attorney for the president during his criminal trial in New York, now serves as acting Attorney General. The announcement follows weeks of internal White House frustration over Bondi's performance regarding politically sensitive matters. Sources report that the president was dissatisfied with her failure to secure criminal convictions against his adversaries and her management of Jeffrey Epstein files. Law professor David Cole stated that Bondi failed to prosecute enemies and mishandled the files while attempting to follow the president's bidding. The handling of these documents became a focal point for conservative influencers and online sleuths demanding full disclosure. Critics from both parties agreed that the lack of results sealed her fate within the administration.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is replaced by Todd Blanche, following disputes over Epstein files and political prosecutions. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who defended the president during his New York hush money trial, has been appointed acting Attorney General. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend who oversaw a crackdown on crime. Yet sources indicate the decision followed mounting frustration with her management of politically sensitive matters and Epstein files. Bondi was reportedly told by the president that her time in the administration had ended during a car ride to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Despite her loyalty, she failed to deliver the criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of Epstein files became a central point of contention, leading to significant backlash and court losses. Bondi was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th regarding her role in releasing these files. Her firing now casts uncertainty over that proceeding, while Rep. Nancy Mace states Bondi remains legally compelled to testify.
Todd Blanche becomes acting Attorney General after President Trump dismisses Pam Bondi over Epstein and prosecution issues. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. In a statement posted to Truth Social, President Trump described Bondi as a loyal friend who oversaw a significant decline in crime rates. The announcement follows weeks of mounting frustration within the White House regarding Bondi's handling of politically sensitive matters. The decision was reportedly accelerated by her inability to deliver on the president's demands for scalps against perceived adversaries. Bondi's tenure was frequently overshadowed by the release of documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.